Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
Hello, regular guys and regular gals. Oh, yeah. You hear that music and you know it's one thing that we fooled them again. And it's quite another that it's another edition of Regular Guy Friday.
Woo!
And I'm laughing because Kelsey usually gives me the dance. And it's a weak Kelsey.
It was a weak dance.
Like
today.
Just the kind of the heads bobbing a little. But you know what? I'm still laughing. Because you guys, we met the queen of queens herself, Ava Max, the singer of this song. If this is not the universe working with we regular guys and
truly
gals, I don't know what is. And we're going to talk about manifesting tonight. But I will
love
say, on this glorious Friday, by the way, just a reminder, whose day is it, Kelsey?
The people's day.
It's your day. And by the way, I think it's even way more your day. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say every day until Christmas is your day.
Hell yeah.
How about that, Dr. Phil?
Including Christmas.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside.
A Woe Vicky update.
Yes, thank you.
Woe Vicky, you guys, is born again. She's been baptized.
Uh-huh.
She just got an amazing arm tat of our Lord and Savior.
It's incredible.
Very interesting.
Kevin sends me all these updates.
Yeah,
daily.
Well,
yep.
I mean, wait.
What? Am I a Woe Vicky fan? Is that
I
what
thought
you're
you
say?
Were. Wait, no. Wait a second now.
What?
I was under the impression you were Team Woe Vicky. Are you Team Bad Baby now? Have you like switched teams or
no,
was I under some misconception?
I'm Team Woe Vicky, sure. Can I be Team both?
I'm going to go to the booth. Pooja.
Oh, God.
No, just.
I can
I can handle it. I can handle it. I mean, guys. I've done the whole anger management thing. I'm a new
my God.
Man.
Oh,
it's okay.
Shoot.
I can handle it. There's only one probably answer that I can handle. What are you, Team Woe Vicky or Team Bad Baby?
I'm with you. I'm Team Woe Vicky.
Okay.
Kevin are both like, with who?
Listen, no. I am still a bad. I'm still a Bad Baby fan, but I'm just saying if I have to pick, I'm personal friends with Woe Vicky.
Right,
I've told you we've texted before.
Yes. See, I don't have a personal tie to either of them.
Right. Which is why I went with Woe Vicky because I'm trusting.
Okay.
Kat.
See, that was the wrong answer. That's what I didn't want to hear. I didn't want you guys to say I'm not a fan of either.
No, I
how
am.
How dare you?
I'm a fan of both.
How dare you?
I just don't
how
have
do
a personal.
Did you see how many millions of views and likes? Is it not all about being popular people? Of course it is.
Winnie has an opinion.
What does Vincenza want? No, Winnie wants to be popular too.
Yeah. Winnie says whatever
popular. Anyway,
dad says.
Okay. So we're neither Team Woe Vicky or Team Bad Baby. Anyway, needless to say. I always say half a life is showing up, right?
Mm-hmm. You do?
So, our friend Dimitri, Maria's makeup artist, hair makeup artist, amazing, super talented, probably the funniest human being.
He's amazing.
I've ever met. And typical Dimitri has an extravagant dinner he plans. And, you know, I'm tired since we just got back in town. And, like, and as usual, I'm, like, putting this whole everything back together. And we have a little event that we're going to be doing tomorrow. And that's taking a lot of time. And I'm like, you know, I love Dimitri, but I'm like, I don't know any of his friends.
Right.
You know, he's in that high-end hair and makeup world.
Yeah.
Very Devil Wears Prada, yeah. Which he's nothing like. But, you know, and
they
I'm
all,
like,
yeah, I get
but
you.
I'm like, hey, I got to go and be there for Dimitri because he's Maria's
he's an angel.
Best friend and angel. He really is. So, but man, if it's not a reminder that half of life is showing up, it's not a reminder of the universe just continuing to play games. I don't know what is. So I'm so this little blonde girl comes in and tons of energy and she hugs Maria. And Maria's like, oh, hi, Ava. And she's like, oh, my God, I've been waiting so long to meet you, Maria. And aww. I'm a huge fan. And they're just, you know, and typical Queenie.
Typical Queenie.
Typical Queenie. Like the time she yelled across the party and goes, Kevin, what's your problem with the Tesla again? And I'm like, and I'm drunk, by the way. And I'm like, well, first of all, I go, it's not a hot spot and it needs to be. And the guy literally is like, wait, I want to take my phone out and take some notes. And I'm like rambling.
And she's talking and to
then,
Elon?
Yes. And then afterwards, she's like, yeah, she's like, wow, that was really cool, huh? What are you talking about? That was Elon Musk.
Oh, my God, stop. Are you serious?
That's amazing.
Never heard that.
I'm like, I had one of the most brilliant men of our time, literally the Rembrandt or the Edison or the Tesla of our time.
That's
and
amazing.
I could have had an audience with him. And you like, I'm like, Maria, that's why I'm the corporate wife and you're not. Because
yeah,
you know what the
God.
Corporate wife does like I do?
You hype
oh,
up.
Oh, Maria. Yeah, of course yeah, you know yeah. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Elon was saying.
Right. You got to do it right.
But I'm the corporate wife. Yeah. That's what the corporate wife does.
That's so funny.
But not like the, you know, not the like obnoxious
wait,
husband.
Wait, so she set you to flames with Ava?
No, she just did nothing. And I'm like, Maria, it's like, wait a second. I go, I put it all together really fast. I'm like, wait a second. I go, Dimitri does
Ava,
I hear her makeup. Kelsey told me, I'm like, wait, is that Ava Max? Who? She's like, who? I go, Ava Max. Like, she's like, what? I'm like, King, the song Kings and Queens. Is that the, she's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. Hold it together, Kevin. Hold it together. So then I just said, all right, that's it. I'm going in.
I'm so proud of you.
Just, yeah, boom, boom, boom. Just, it was a small dinner. It was like, I don't know, maybe 18, 20 people at this long table. And like, yeah. Kind of, it's the new Soho house out here, I'm told.
Oh, yeah.
Soho is like so chuggy.
You guys were at the bungalows.
So yeah. Chuggy.
Yeah.
And by the way, just so you know, the party I was at, I was with a group and you know the new thing, a new term, people.
Tell us.
Ooh.
Slivin'.
What the hell is
okay,
that?
Okay, that's Paris Hilton's term. And that's well, more like you say it ironically.
What, I have that, never heard
okay.
of that in
oh,
my life.
This is why I love Pooja. Pooja, I love you. Thank you for keeping us non-chuggy. So listen, no, it's so funny you said that. So someone was like, oh my God, like I'm sliving. They had like this amazing jacket on. And I was like,
you're like, excuse me?
Should I
me?
Say you chuggy? No. I don't say excuse me, Kelsey. I gotta fit
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that's right.
Kelsey,
cool.
What did
you're
I
right,
just
yeah.
say? You interrupted me about Winnie, who I love, but it's all about being popular. So no, I didn't say. I'm like, do I say it's chuggy? Do I not?
Okay,
I kept
okay.
my cool, and I was like, yeah. So you love this one, guys? Yeah, that's. Oh my God, yeah, that's totally crisp.
You said
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
And you know what? No, beautiful. Just flew right
wow.
by. What you don't want is someone to say like Megan Lynn did it after, but that's not a thing. You don't want that,
Megan.
Or you don't want to be like. Wait,
what's that?
No, it was perfect.
Nice.
Like, oh,
received
that,
well.
I'm like,
proud
that
of you,
Kev. That is so crisp.
That's nice. Everything.
And everyone was
that.
Like, yeah, nodded. And so then the Slivin thing came up, and then then this one girl I was talking to works for Paris.
Okay.
So once again, you know, I love that we're name dropping every regular guy
yeah,
Friday.
That's
which
fun.
What regular people do. We do our name dropping.
Hell yeah.
Because we don't belong with these people.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
So she was friends with Paris and works with Paris, and she's like, but really her term is beyond.
Yeah,
oh, that's beyond. Beyond. That's beyond. Yeah. That's beyond. All right, beyond. So she said, and then this girl said to me, she's like, but I hear the new thing is Chuggy. I'm like, oh, well, yes and no. I said, we say Chuggy.
So proud of you, Kev.
I said, we say Chuggy, but it's kind of Chuggy to say Chuggy.
Yeah,
but
Kev.
She's like, what is, right?
Proud of
you.
I'm
I'm on.
So proud
You're
of you.
22. Right, 22 is going to be the year
it
of the queens.
Our year.
The year of the queens.
Our year.
So,
led by
but
Ava.
Pooja, let's back up a little bit. Because, okay. Pooja, you've been the one to keep the train on the tracks. So I have to tell you what a gift you've been to Kelsey and I's lives. Because Kelsey's
so
getting
bad.
Old. And
she,
and the problem. No, here's the biggest problem with you, Kelsey. You don't want to know what it is?
What?
Working too hard. And no longer being a civilian,
right.
Actually living in the real world with goals and focus, which, even though everything's queen-like.
Should I answer?
We know it's not really queen-like.
Okay, she hung up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, Queenie, the queen, other queen of queens.
Who knows we're taping
knows
right
we're
now.
Taping. So, but, I lost my train of thought. Oh, but yeah, no, you unfortunately, Kelsey, like you.
I'm getting old.
I think it's you're being responsible and you're doing all your adulting. And like, as much as the queen life accepts everybody, let's face it, the more responsible you get, the more you care, the
right.
more, the kind of less, you kind of get away from the true essence
of being a queen.
Of being a queen.
Right.
And Pooja, because she's just graduated, she's still fresh.
Right.
So she hasn't really been tainted with responsibility and all these other things. It's just new to her. So I think we've got like a 6-month window with Pooja, and then unfortunately she'll fall into like the adult
Before
world
I'm
and we'll
uncool.
have to find. Yeah. But okay, so Pooja, I need a little background right now on Sliving. Please.
So I watched Cooking with Paris, which is a Netflix series, this weekend, and she explained it there, which is why I know what you're talking about. And she says she combined the word slaying and living by mistake.
By mistake, yes.
And then it came, and then she said everyone started using it.
Of course.
Right.
So it's like gruel from Mean Girls, cool and great?
Yeah. It like came to life that way.
Yeah. So wow. I'm like, I've been sliving ever since. Wait, there's a but.
Oh my God.
But,
excuse me.
But again, like we wouldn't say it as cool people.
You're right. No, that's why. Yeah, that's why I don't say it. That's why I don't say it.
Exactly. You knew what it was. You just like haven't said it.
Because I think, Kels, where you're kind of Gen Z millennial adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paris might not be.
I know what you're saying. Yes.
She might not be in the right bracket
she's not
anymore.
Yeah,
right category to be
making up,
telling
terms.
Us what's crisp and what isn't.
I agree with that.
Maybe right
because
I can tell with Pooja. Pooja isn't like
no
right.
She's like it's still an icon and she'll always be an icon. And for her, it makes sense to say sliving, and it would be like
well, for an older lady, an older grand dame of sorts, right?
Honestly, no, just for her. Like it's
just Paris.
I feel like it's just a Paris word. So if she says it.
It's for her.
It's just
but it's
for
not
her.
For everybody.
Like in her voice, doing her thing.
Right.
Okay.
So unless you're saying it ironically, I wouldn't say it.
Yeah, that's how I use it ironically, if I use it at
only
all.
Only ironically.
Okay.
Hilarious.
So, how many minutes are we in? Do we have to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break.
You guys, take a break, and then I'm going to tell
Are you
taping? About my confrontation, excuse me, my meeting.
Yeah, oh, God.
With Ava Max, singer of Kings and Queens. We'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
So we're back, you guys. Ava Max.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh.
So I beeline over to her, and Maria notices. So she immediately goes up to the manager and goes, listen. She starts making excuses. Like, my husband doesn't do this with anybody. Like, he did it with John Taffer from Bar Rescue.
Oh, Ava's manager.
Maria goes to Ava's manager. Like, okay, he's a psycho, but like, he's not a psycho.
Love him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I don't do this with, you know, I'm like with people. This is like how many decades of being around superstars, you know? So anyway, but I went over and said, Ava, I'm like, your song about Queens. She's like, my song about Queens?
She was that, really?
I'm like, and she goes, oh, Kings and Queens. I go, yes. I said, I just need you to know that your song has just, it's changed my life.
Oh my God.
My God.
Oh my God.
She was like, really? I'm like, it is my mantra. And I said, and everyone who works on our show, and I said, in our fan base, the Heel Squad, I said, it's touched all of their lives. I said, I will not even, I said, when I do, we have these Zoom, like, Heel Squad exchanges on Patreon, these heel events, yeah, we have world-class healers, I told her. I said, but no, if I'm part of it, you address me, hey, queen, and I address you, hey, queen, and then you're allowed to ask your question. I said, because at the end of the day, what I learned from your song is that we're all queens.
What did she say?
And she said, well, and kings too.
Thank you, Ava.
Thank you.
Which I just, again, just wanting to be popular, I'm like, yes, of course, we're all kings and queens.
Kings and queens.
But we're really queens.
Right.
Okay, so then I was like, okay, I need to know the process. How did this come to you? Was it like, was it the work of God? Was it divine inspiration? Like somebody? Why are you laughing, Pooja?
Because you're amazing and this is everything and I literally can't stop smiling.
Okay, so she said, well, actually, someone brought me the song and the beat, and she started doing the beat, and she said, and there were some lyrics, but she's like, it's just one of those things where I get in the studio and I just start riffing and singing out loud. And she said, I got help from Circuit. Mm. And then she gave me the guy's real name, which I forget now. And she started rambling off all these other, like,
fancy songwriters,
fancy producers, and you know, and of course I was like, oh yeah, I'm very familiar with his work. She's like,
oh my God.
See, this is why I can't have you guys around. You're gonna blow it for me.
Okay, carry on.
So she said, yeah, and then it just started coming to me, and out came the lyrics, and I go, but you don't understand. I'm like, because the meaning of the song, I go, to me, and I said, I don't want to go out on a limb here, and I don't want to tell you what you were thinking, but my interpretation of the song is that inside all of us is a queen. She's like, you could see it was like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. And she was like, yeah, exactly. I go, yes. I said, we can all be queens. I go, that's the thing. It doesn't matter your age, none of it matters. It's all about the fact that you can be a queen and you just have to own your inner queen. And then I said, and king. But really, but a queen.
But queen.
Right. But really a queen. And so she loved it.
She, yes. And she was like, let's, I want to come on your show. Let's exchange numbers.
And you said...
No, I said, it's really not that kind of show.
Kevin!
What do you think I said?
Hell yeah!
I'm like, what do you want? Of course. I said anything.
Welcome to you. Yeah.
Anything.
That's amazing. And then,
because you know I can't help but like, I joke all day, but then you know when it comes to this business, I'm very serious. So yeah. I was like, ah. And I said.
No, but seriously.
And if you ever want to become an actor or do anything behind the scenes, then I'm your guy. I'll just, really?
Nice. So,
yeah. I'm like, yeah, these. Two manager guys here. Yeah, I know they're getting paid a lot of money and they're a lot of fun to hang out with, but
I can run circles around them.
Yeah, for nothing,
yeah.
For free.
Yeah.
And she's like, so you do all this for Maria? I go, yeah. She's like, oh my God, that's what I want. And she started talking about her relationship and I was telling her to trust the universe. Then we went.
Very cool.
We just went.
So you guys are so besties.
No, yes, yeah, so it got very serious, which I think just reinforced the fact that I'm a
queen.
Hell yeah, you are.
I don't know. Today I'm a little rattled, guys. I came in here like a Christmas queen. Christmas with a K.
Right.
Right? And then like, just, I don't know, Pooja's like laughing and just, I don't know. It's like, anyway, it's fine.
I'm so giddy. I don't know what else to do.
So anyway, so we have broken in with Ava Max.
Wow. Huge.
But
that's
isn't that
crazy. It's amazing.
Insane.
Well, I woke up, you guys. I woke up to this selfie, this picture from Kevin. And I'm like, who is this? And then I was like, who's the only person? Oh my God, that's Ava Max. I was like,
literally.
Yes, Kevin.
And when did Pooja, you like got the text and she's like, I said to my friend, like my boss just sent me this.
Yeah, I was with my friends and we were watching a movie and I was like, what? Like, why is Kevin texting me right now? And then I was like,
no, you said, why is my boss?
Yeah,
come
like,
on.
Boss.
Like, why is my boss sending me a selfie? And I was like, oh my God, that's, and they're musicians, two of them. So they were like, he's with Ava Max. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, what? So they were excited as well.
Can we also go back to, I was asleep and Pooja was like having fun with her friends.
Well, I'm saying we have a 6-month window where she can help the Heel Squad stay cool.
That's right.
And then we're going to have to like get an intern or something to help us.
Absolutely.
It's a 6-month window and then she'll be sleeping too.
Yeah.
Because there was a day where Kelsey could have just run circles around everybody. The bunny ears, everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
I'll try
very
to stay cool
exciting.
We'll hang on as long as we can.
Yeah.
But see, but then I was like, with Pooja, here's where like it sucks that she's so cool that she's just like, instead of like, you know.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
I'm doing it to be popular.
Right.
Right. Which is like, I want to be just so badly want to be cool boss.
Cool
and
boss.
Like, right?
You
and instead
cool
it's like, why is my boss? She's like, this is what you said to me, Pooja. Pooja goes, why is my boss texting me pictures of Ava Max?
No.
And I was like, really?
That is not what I said. I said that why is my boss texting me right now? Because it was like 10:30, 11. And then I saw the selfie and I was like,
because I'm the cool boss.
You are the cool boss.
You thought I was like a queen.
You
like, oh
queen.
My God.
We
yeah,
both think
like,
you're a cool
he's
boss.
He's one of the We're, clique.
You are
no, Kelsey, I think you're over with me on this.
You're the cool boss.
I'm on the young, damn it.
We're not mom.
You both are the cool bosses. You're both my bosses.
Oh my.
And you're both cool.
I am.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're cool.
It doesn't feel genuine. And then.
It is.
And then Pooja doesn't understand. Every time I get my haircut, guys, I come in and do my spin.
Right.
To show off my haircut.
Now we're on
so
high alert.
I could because so the every because what a queen couldn't you see a queen come in
queen yes
you get your new hair color you
and
get
everyone's like, oh
and
my
you
God!
Spin right and everyone yes. goes oh my, and I come in and Pooja's like what No, Kelsey's good. When I do it, you go, like, you give me all the like,
oh my God, it looks so good.
So good.
Kat, so amazing.
Your haircut looks bomb.
Ah, see.
Bomb.
No, okay. Let's just listen, kids. That was our meeting with Ava Max. She is a friend of the show. We will keep you posted.
Huge.
And,
Kim, that's very exciting.
This is like the peak for us. Where do we go from here?
I don't know. We're going to go to another name drop.
What?
With some lessons.
Uh-oh.
We're going to talk about manifesting. And owning your positive past, which Maria and Kelsey need to do more of. And then Sly Stallone put out a great video on his Instagram.
Oh, he did.
That I really recommend about crocodiles and alligators.
What?
And I would love to tie that back to the spirit animal lady that was on Better Together. Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Which you guys will see. She's out first week of the new year.
First week of the new year. So interesting. Anyway, let's take a quick break. And yeah, there'll be another name drop from someone who worked at E that was also at the dinner.
Mm.
And
I know.
It was a very interesting conversation.
Just kidding.
All right, we'll be right back.
Summer is upon us, guys, and if your kids haven't already been at home with you all year, well, now they will be and without any schoolwork. But I have an awesome idea. Why not gift your young innovators with super cool STEAM projects to celebrate the end of the school year? With a KiwiCo subscription, your child gets a new crate full of fun science and art projects every month, and not only keeps them busy, but it's fun and educational too. I've been exploring their website. I personally can't wait to gift my friend's son, Andrew, the walking robot he can build and the astronaut starter kit. How amazing. Who didn't want to be an astronaut growing up? Your child's free time is occupied constructively, where they get to have fun while learning. And to me, it doesn't get any better than that. With KiwiCo, there's something for every kid or kid at heart every month. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/better. That's KIWICO.com/better.
Hey guys. So continue on with my amazing dinner. So Kat Sadler came in. Kat was a longtime host of E. And if you don't know Kat's story, she is an amazing host and was a really big part of E. And then even though she worked probably more hours than the male host that was there and was used just as much, and on paper, to me, was every bit as valuable an asset, they offered him over twice what she was making.
Huh.
And she said, I'm not accepting this, and
good
I'm walking away.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that story?
No.
And remember, and then on the red carpet, God love the star Will and Grace. Remember?
Yeah, Deborah Messing?
When Deborah Messing went on the red carpet, she goes, yeah, why don't you pay your people? Like, yeah, it was awesome.
I have literal chills. I didn't know that.
But when it all happened, I said, Kat, get to AfterBuzz. And I gave her a full plan for podcasting and how to do it. She didn't take me up on it. And I feel like, unfortunately, in our business, people are just so untrusting, you know?
Yeah.
And because all the hosts, literally, there's not a host that Maria worked with that I didn't offer to help in one way or another.
That surprises me because she was with
When I say like literally all of them have been like that.
Really?
Maybe Sean Robinson from Access was more receptive.
Oh.
She was more like
Sean.
But a lot of them, because I just like to see talent win.
Wow.
And, you know, hi, Kevin. Hi, Kat. It was just polite and friendly. And I said, and I was going to leave it at that. And I go, nah, I gotta go, you know.
She's at Dear Media now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, along with the random texts of kindness, did you send any out this week?
No, I didn't need to.
Okay. That's Chugi. Pooja's not into
that. We were supposed to be checking in. You're right.
I sent out a random text of kindness, and it was very random.
I kind of did. Carry on.
And by the way, let's go back to that because you also received one, and I want to talk about that.
I did.
So anyway, I also believe in the random. I also believe that if there's something really nice you can say to somebody when you see them, maybe it's something they haven't heard before, and maybe it's going to be awkward or weird, but you just do it. You know, because I feel like who sees anybody, mm-hmm. right? I think the biggest problem now, I think it's always been a problem, but I think it's like at catastrophic levels is that we don't see anybody because we're on our phones and we're so self-absorbed. And, you know, but we don't see people's don't gifts, their talents, see. Their actions, their kindness, their achievements.
Or their acknowledge uniqueness. It.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by seeing.
Yeah.
Is seeing is one thing, but that maybe we see it and we're jealous, but see it and acknowledge it and honor it.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, because she was not cold to me, but cool. And I think, like I said, it's a little bit of an untrusting thing. And I just said, I got to take my ego out of it. And if that's how she's going to be, then that's going to be. But I admire her for what she did. And I said, you know, Kat, listen, I just want you to know, like, that took such courage to be a single mom with children and to give up, because it was still a tidy sum of money. But you also lose your relevance. You're not at E anymore. And I just said, Maria has me. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if I would have had the courage to have told them to stick it up their ass. Me, I would have hung in and figured out how to build off it.
Right.
But
wow.
I said, I just give you so much credit. And I said, and I think, because she's made films before, I go, I really think you need to make a documentary about this, women in the workplace and the pay disparities. And
I agree.
And she was like, you're right. That's a really an amazing idea. And I just said, and listen, I want you to know that Maria and I are always here and we've always been here. And I said, and whatever we can do to help, but I just think you're great. And I just want to say it. And then she melted. It was just like, you know, thank you so much. And it really was wrong. She's like, and no disrespect to my male co-host, like, but it wasn't about that. It was just wrong. I'm like, just it was, wrong. It really was. And,
what year was this, Kev?
Like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But I go, but you had the courage, and I go, now look at you. You're doing great. You have a following. And I go, and if we can help, you know, we will.
So nice.
So anyway, I thought that was, something I just wanted to mention, you know, it's just sometimes when you have that courage to be like, you know what, I'm out of this. And I haven't always had that courage, to be honest. You know,
scary.
I've always been like, you know, oh, hang in. But it's that time where you got to know where to like cut your losses and just count on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that probably took me into the Stallone. Sylvester Stallone put out if you follow him on Instagram, he's a great follow because as he's getting older, he's really starting to share a lot of philosophy. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about alligators and crocodiles because he's in Florida now. And he said, and there's no one has a thicker skin than an alligator or a crocodile. And he's like, and I think you got to develop a thick skin in life because he's like, listen, everyone has talent. All the stuff that I believe myself. He's like, yeah, a lot of people have talent. A lot of people are smart. A lot of people are hard workers. He's like, you know, and all that stuff does make a difference. He goes, but the most important thing is having that thick skin and not caring what other people think. And then he said, you know, your heart will always tell you the truth. He goes, your mind will mess with you. Mm-hmm. And we've heard that from Better Together philosophers and people. But he's like, your heart. He's like, I knew in my heart that acting was for me. But I was told, well, you're a good writer. Work behind the scenes. You have a lisp. It's just not for you. It's just you. And I just thought that was really, really good advice. You know, it was advice about not being afraid, but having that thick skin. And especially today where we're all so concerned what everyone thinks of us. Yep. What they think of us on Instagram and what they...
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tí eches? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
They think of us on Facebook or what they think of us for... And I tell you, and I see it cripple so many women.
Yeah.
We had a friend today this week was having a literally having a nervous breakdown. And Maria's like, just come out and stay with us for like a month because, but it's the same stuff. I'm not good enough as a mom. I'm not like when I tell you this person like works at the highest level behind the scenes and is amazing and an amazing provider, but yet doesn't think she's enough.
It's crazy.
And other thinking what other people think and I'm not, you know, no.
And, I don't know. And there's something I feel like we, Maria and I, we're talking about it today on the chat show. You guys are, will hear Monday. It's like when you get older too, that stuff just like starts to, I don't know why it affects more, but it's,
here's
like,
what happens. It does affect you more, but then you get older and you, if you keep going, you break through. And that's why you ever notice how elderly people just don't give
up. Yeah. That's why they're my favorite.
So,
I love it so much.
Right. Yeah. Same. But I think that you trust your heart and you got to just not care. And I think it goes both ways. Listen, I don't know why like I'm jumping over to the Instagram and the Facebook stuff where I think that you see that stuff and that's.
Oh, it's so hard.
Right.
We were talking about this. Like it's the comparison game. Just get
yeah.
You.
We were literally, Pooja and I were talking about this week. I had to take, I'm on a scrolling hiatus from TikTok and Instagram. I can post whatever, but scrolling, because literally it's like everywhere. I'm like, oh, she's better than me. Oh, she's this than me. And I'm like, Kelsey, you are so fucking, no, get out of here.
By the way, you see everyone, you see these people in real life and you go, wait, what?
That's exactly what we were saying.
Yes, that's what we both said.
But it's so hard.
I know it is.
Oh,
listen.
And now there's like Facetune, so you're looking at people who don't even look like that, and you're like, why don't I look like that? And it's like, well, that's not even real.
And everyone
so
looks like that.
For this like fake image of this fake image, you know?
Yep.
It's hard.
And only people who look like that get X, Y, and Z. It's crazy.
You got to be like, I'm out. And you know, I'm out adjacent, but I do want to get all the way out.
Me too.
I really want to get all the way out. Because life's too short and there's just so many cool things we could all be doing.
You're so right.
For ourselves and for others. I don't even know like how we got there. Oh, the Stallone thing. Yeah. So I just thought that was a really nice message. And like, if there's one thing you can develop in the new year, and like, for me, it's like, I'm now going to be getting back out there with scripts. Got to have a thick skin. But he also added, like, you also have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
So it's not just, yes, take criticisms, but then at some point you're like, no, I know better. Mm-hmm. And you guys have been on the journey with me. So I had it gave me a cool breakthrough on that one period piece Christmas movie I wrote. And I said, as I said, I got brutalized with the notes as far as how bad it was.
Which I fully disagree.
But then I broke through. I broke through the other side and I was able to take a lot of the notes constructively and go, and implement them. But it came to the realization that, and I don't know if anyone from the Hill Squad will relate to this, but sometimes your ideas can be so original that guess what? The other side's not going to see them. So no one saw Rocky.
Ah.
They never saw him as Rocky, but he did. No one saw After Buzz, but to me it was as clear as day.
Right.
No one saw. I saw Better Together 8 years ago.
It's a great point.
Conversations with Maria, and it was clear as day.
Yeah,
to me,
right.
There's a lot of times you see those things. Like if you knew, I don't want to give away too much of the story, but this is like this story. It's timeless. It's original. It's a true story, and couldn't be any more aspirational or inspirational or timely. That's all I'll say. And this person knows the mechanics of writing, but that doesn't mean they have a vision to know, hey,
yep,
whatever needs to get fixed will get fixed, but this is a great story.
Well, and you also
and
have
so
to
that
know,
person
like,
doesn't have the ability. And right. So I noticed what that person worked on another script that was very like middle of the road, like
yeah,
the movie's going to get made, a couple people going to see it, it'll be fine, but that'll be it.
Yeah.
And with that, she's like, no, that's great. And it's like, oh, wait a second. And that I'm going back to the Sly Stallone thing of like, no, you know in your heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's times where you're crazy. There are crazy people. Like, yeah. No, actually, that's not a good
idea.
But
you know you're not crazy. And you also have to like, I think for you too, like, you're also an expert. And so that's an opinion from another expert, but you're also an expert.
Well, let's go into owning the positive past.
Which I need to do apparently.
And Maria does.
Okay.
And I do, but I am doing it more. Like recently I had that moment where I'll quote the great Popeye from the 1920s. It's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. It was one straw to break the camel's back. We're on the phone with somebody, I forget who it was, in business. And they gave me a shot about what I was and what kind of business person I was. And in a negative way. Mm. Like basically like I'm some goofball or some clown. And, you know, in the past, I would either like roll up in a ball and go, yeah, they're right. Mm. Or then I would just get like violent and be like, really? But this was one time where I was like, you know,
you're wrong.
Let me look around at what I have here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look at the positive. Let me just take AfterBuzz. So first, I've said this before on the show, so guys, I'm being going to be braggadocious, so forgive me, but these are facts. It was the first after show for TVs that ever been done, number one. Number two, it was the first like streaming and on-demand digital network, hello, with the technology didn't even exist. When I tell you guys how we put this together, we would go to Radio Shack. We had guys at Radio Shack. I mean, like it was crazy like how Phil, Steven, and I figured out how to do it all. And then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now it's like the business model of every show is to have an after show. Now they all produce them in-house. And they still don't do them as good as we did because ours are authentic and theirs are like... And I'm like, you know, all these, quote, smarter people than me 12 years later are waking up to podcasting, to networks, to all of it. And by the way, still the podcast, like Podcast One is just introducing video now. 12 years ago, I had video. When they said, oh, no one's going to watch a video, a 45-minute or an hour video, only three-minute videos. Literally, YouTube told me that. Wow. So we're still going to throw money at this, like, movie star's channel. Like, they had a ton of money. They gave it all away.
Wow.
Every channel failed. And then I saw them 10 years later. And, like, we still talk about that we didn't do anything with AfterBuzz, like how stupid we were.
Wow.
And we gave it all. They were no longer with YouTube, these people.
Yeah.
There were execs at other companies, and they said, you know, we just gave it all to the stars, and they just burned it on, lit it on fire. None of it went anywhere.
Wow.
And you guys were right.
Wow.
People would sit, build it, and they will come.
Wow.
So you know what? I was like, I think I'm kind of done with the negative part of the past, of the money I've invested or whatever. No, I think I'm going to start owning the positive truths of my past.
Good for you.
And so it's my suit of armor now. I'm like, now I just laugh. I'm like, I know. I don't need that thing. It will come back in some way, shape, or form, or it won't. But I don't need it to prove anything but other than to myself. Like, those are facts, and so I know that. So now it's like, yeah, okay. Now my feet are back up on the table. I'm like, really? Is that what you think? Okay.
That's cute. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for your opinion.
Yeah. Thanks, B.
Thanks, B. Bye, B.
So, but then with Maria, I was saying to Maria, same thing. I said, you know, honey, why can't you start looking at this like your mother had a brain cancer and a tumor, was given months to live. You got her 5 years. You had a brain tumor. Both of them had COVID at the peak of COVID and were in separate hospitals.
Yep.
We had two renovations going on. Like literally the second house you and Maria lived in.
Yeah.
It was like milk crates. I mean, believe me, like the way what we endured.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and yet look at you, Maria. You're beautiful. You're smart. You're strong. Your show grows every day. And then let's go back to what went on. Yeah, okay. Toxic work environments up and down the wazoo. One injustice just like Kat after another. And in some ways, in many ways, worse. And again, look at you now. Why are you not looking at this like, motherfucker, I took your best fucking shot and I'm still standing.
Mm-hmm.
And not only am I still standing, I'm stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and every one of the people that did that every day of their life, and you know one of them, Kelsey, every day they get weaker.
Oh,
every
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm yeah. like, and then the fact that you come out of this and you're not vengeful.
Right.
Again, why are you not looking?
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Looking at it like, how proud am I of myself that I endured all this?
Right.
And I did the right thing. I stood by my family. I stood by my parents. I had integrity. And she's like, yeah, you're right. Like, why are you seeing it? Any of this anymore is a bad thing. I'm like, no, it's all good. And it's all ahead of you. And I'm a believer that when you feel that way, now more is going to come. Yeah. And we'll talk about manifestation like later. I'll get into that. But I was saying with Kelsey, there's people from guys from Kelsey's past. Like, the stories are really funny. I don't even want to give them credit by giving their names, but I will say stories from Kelsey's past. I think it was college or high school. It doesn't matter. High school. And the guy really did Kelsey wrong. And she was like, she told me the story like last year. And then, it gave me some ideas for a script I'm working on now. And anyway, so Kelsey, out of nowhere, she blurts out like, oh, God, I forgot to tell you, he liked one of my stories. Ugh. And I said, Kelsey, wait, why is it ugh? Like, why? Like, do you understand? Like, it's the opposite?
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to get back in with you. And I said, yeah. And that's an okay thing. You don't have to be with him or whatever, but like,
no, you're so
it
right.
Means that you're
freaking shy.
You are
bitch.
Not the junior in high school that literally got left at the prom. You're not that girl anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good correct. Way.
You
to
are.
It,
so it's,
right?
It's
that's
by
a
the
really
way.
Good way to look
and
at.
I'm just going to tell you guys right now, and I also get upset. I love you, Pujo. I also get upset, though, when people say, oh, that's a nice way to look at it. No, that's the truth.
It is true.
What is it that it's I true. Said, you guys, that is not true?
Yep.
True.
He liked her story. Why? Because she's on his radar.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's doing something. Why else would he be doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's different from junior year to now.
Yeah.
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 So it's not my way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we can either own
oh,
like,
you're so right.
When I was a junior, I was a dork and he left me there. Or we can be like, yeah, and I took his best shot and I kept getting better. And look at me now, mother.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn yeah. Right.
So I was so happy to hear he liked your story. I'm like, great.
Oh, I've had a couple good ones recently.
Great.
I'm like,
and they're, gonna keep, and they're going to keep coming, Kelsey. So you keep shining.
Thanks.
And you keep going like, you know what? Yeah. Look at me now.
Mm-hmm.
How you like me now?
How you like me now?
You know what? And then, by the way, and then you move on. It's not about, we don't dwell on the past or whatever, but my point is you own the positive things about all the shots you took. And instead of looking at it like, oh, they beat me up. Like, yeah, they beat me up. And yeah, and look where I ascended to. Look where I got to.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, no, I'm good. I'm good with the I'm going to start owning the positive truth of my positive past. And as far as my negative past goes, if I hurt anybody, I'm sorry. Mm. And I continue to be sorry about any of that.
Mm.
But as far as like beating myself up anymore for that, for those other things,
done.
Like, no,
done.
Because no, because I'm going to like,
And also, you know who you are.
Well, but do I? Do any of us? No, because we get sucked into the I Got Fucked Foundation.
Because, IFF.
By the way, we all did get fucked.
Right.
I'm still a card-carrying member of the IFF, so all members
FML.
Of the IFF. Right.
FML.
All members of the IFF, just please know this is just a show, but I still will be at the bar complaining about how we all got fucked in life. Don't worry.
Don't worry. No, you're right.
Gotta stay popular.
Well, you
gotta
have to
stay popular. That's the most important thing in life.
Fuck yeah, it is. Because what I'm saying now is not popular, but you know.
No, you're right.
But anyway, so I think that's a big thing. And I said to Miranda, I said, that's how I want you to start seeing things. That's Kelsey, that's how I want you to start seeing things too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And I made it through and I rose.
Mm.
I, you know, out of the cracks in the cement came the rose that came out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Not the weeds, the rose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are welcome to admire me.
Well,
welcome to. And then, by the way, and like, who knows? There could be a reconciliation. I'm not judging any of them. I'm just saying, don't you look at it anymore like you're it's a bad thing. You won.
You're right.
Very true.
Well, I always,
and you're winning.
When I think of two, are mine and Maria's, same person who always comments on all my pictures now from our past job. And it just makes me laugh. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's like, you can admire. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, You can.
You're doing something right.
You can be scared over there.
Yeah, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And so that's what I mean. So you can look at like this person or that person abused me in my past, or I went through so much hardship. But no. Or you can be like, yeah, I went through that and look.
And look at me now.
And look what I did.
Yeah.
And furthermore, when you do that, you listen, if you were going to buy a stock, it's all about the past performance of the stock, usually, okay? Unless you have this like crazy instinct on some new invention. But for the most part, it's like, okay, you look at the past performance of the stock, and that's your best indicator of how it's going to be in the future.
Mm.
So when you look back at your past and you see that you've overcome these things, you go, piece of cake.
Yeah.
And I said, I go, Maria, like, we're in a basement. Like, there's three guys living in a basement, cement floor, broken windows. Like, when I tell you, I think I have pictures of this, which someday I'll put up. No family, and literally someone who's trying to kill me, murder me, as in like murder me, as in like a hit on my life. Not to mention another ghoul in LA doing everything to destroy my name. And we made it out of that. So it's like, I see them real, like, what, you know, how many more, like, how many more past examples do you need to know that we got it?
We got it.
Yeah.
You know, that we're going to be fine. And, you know, so we'll always figure it out. Mm-hmm. But it's not just us. Do you guys, in your own lives, if you look back, hey, you're still here. You're still in the game. So no matter what hits you, you're still here.
Yep.
And that's what you have to own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back. And I do want to talk about manifesting and the real way to manifest. And you guys, I didn't expect to get this upset because I met Ava Max. I just thought I was happy. And it's a Friday. And from now on, it's every Friday until, you know, pretty much until lights. I'm going to say right now, guys, it's every Friday until January 3rd, in my opinion, right now.
What is?
Just every day until then.
Oh,
it's
your
Friday.
Day. Oh,
it's your day. Please.
See, and also, can we amend that? I don't think you get mad. I think you get passionate.
I do get passionate.
You get passionate, which I love it. And I think that, like, that's Coach Kev coming out. You get passionate. And then I'm like, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then me and Kelsey on the side, like, yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Bunny ears.
Bunny ears. Bunny ears. Huge.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, Heal Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
Okay, so, you know, I'm deep on my stoicism.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Daily Stoic.
Shout
you guys, no affiliation with them, but I really enjoy it. And the emails are good. They're good, but the videos I think are better. Mm. There's a lot of rich stuff in that philosophy. But I think one of the things that I was reading, I don't know if it came in a video or one of the emails, but they were talking about how, you know, the book, The Secret, and manifesting these things. And a lot of the current Stoic philosophers are asked of people, hey, how does The Secret and manifesting things really fit into Stoicism? And their belief, which is a belief I subscribe to as well, was that it doesn't hurt to think, to manifest and think positive thoughts and kind of envision your future. But at the end of the day, and it's funny, that night, the Ava Max night, the Katz Adler night, there were some other people at the table who were younger and wanted like career business advice. And I was talking to one of the people and I just said, listen, I said, the original thing I used to say to Maria 20 years ago, I got away from it for a minute, but I'm back on it. Less think, more do. And when what the Stoics talk about in terms of really true manifestation, you guys, comes from action.
Did you and Maria have a conversation this morning? Because we literally had this full... That's so crazy. This was the chat show.
I'm surprised she's saying that.
Well, she had listened to... And I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you, Kim. It's just...
No, please. It's okay.
It always makes me laugh when you guys are so aligned. I'm like, did you two talk? But no, so the chat show Monday, you guys... it really is kind of reflecting exactly what Kevin's saying, how Maria had listened to a Wayne Dyer talk that was all about you manifest what you are. You get in return for like what you are. So if you are a good person, if you are a giver, then you will get that in return. So anyways, carry on. But
yeah,
versus just asking doing.
Hers is more ethereal, and I'm going to give you the more like
regular guy
blue collar thing. Perfect. Of like, that's why I always say to people right now, I've got one of our after buzzers, she's famous now. You know, she's done stuff on MTV, had a really bad breakup with another famous person. And so we reached out. And basically, the advice I gave her is what I give anyone else. It's like, you got to take action, and not action trying to get back with them or go on dates, but write down everything you love and what you want, and then roll your sleeves up and get to work. And so the best really way to manifest at the end of the day, guys, is... It goes back to what Filthy said on the job in the carny business. And some of you heard this before if you haven't. But he would say, you can scam all you want, but what, Kelsey?
But you have to do the work?
You got to work.
Yep.
Now, of course, he was saying it. What he was saying was, you can sell as many drugs as you want. You can loan shark as much as you want. You can have gambling money, right. Booking. You can book bets all you want, but you have to work a regular job to get a W-2 form. So the government will not look, you know, it's the guys that don't have the day job
that get in trouble.
How do you have all this? How do you all have all of these watches and these cars and this flashy lifestyle? They're the ones that go, oh, you're up to no good. And they get you. So his whole thing was like, you have to have a regular job. So he always had car dealerships, salesmen. Like, he always had something going on, and then he'd have all the multiple scams. And his thing was, you can scam all you want, but you got to work. So we would take it, I would take it as, like, you can have fun in life and fuck around all you want, but at the end of the day, you got to work. Like, look on Regular Guy Friday. Do we not? We scam all we want on this show. How much, Kelsey, how much more scamming can be put into this show?
I don't even know. I don't think it's possible.
Such an amazing scam.
The
only thing that would be better is if we did more scams of this show.
Yes.
Which we're at our best when we can.
That's true.
Right? When we have our Night of a Thousand Queens.
Yes.
Right?
Kevin and I thrive.
Right. So that's why we got to get like, now we're back in the flow. We have to have more scams. But anyway, but we have to do the work. Right? You still have to, we have to write the show, prep the show. We have to edit it, upload it. But that's life. And so when you want something to happen, you got to just, you got to do the work more than anything, more than the meditating. All that stuff is really good and will enhance, but it's not going to make it happen. So some of you are like, but I get up and because I've tried all this stuff. I don't understand. I say these things. I'll have the affirmations in the mirror. I've done all of it. But at the end of the day, it's just good old-fashioned horsepower, you know, blunt force, and doing the work. And I think with a lot of women, because it seems women are very afraid, and I understand why. There's many reasons for it. But you got to try to fight it. And the best way, I think, to fight it is just by doing. Just take action. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of people, men and women, in middle class especially, pause and they think, oh, no, if I do this, this. Why? Oh, but then this will happen. And oh, but I won't make it here. I'll end up getting screwed over there. Is it? No, just do. Less think, more do. Now, the Stoics, their formula is think, act, then accept. So you think like, okay, maybe here's the plan I'm going to do. Then you act, you do the plan, and then you accept. But good, bad, or indifferent. Now I say, think, but not a lot of thinking. Think, act, accept, but then I say, rethink, reevaluate, and act again.
Rethink, reevaluate. Ah, I like that.
Okay. I don't believe in like, okay, yeah, you just sit there and accept it. Like, okay, no. No, it wasn't over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor. That's a 1978 movie, Animal House. It's a quote. Sorry. The Germans didn't bomb Pearl Harbor, kids. Japanese.
I was going to say, I don't think
that's right.
Like, I don't know if I'm just dumb. Or if
no, you don't. No, you're just young, and I'm 72 years old.
Animal House.
But anyway, no, you. I don't believe in like you just sit and accept it. I believe, and I also don't believe in get up and like do, go in head first and do it again the same way, because that's insanity. I think it's like, okay, wait, let's take, you know, let's gather some data. What did we do? What did I do right? What did I do wrong? Okay, how do I go back at this again? And then that gets into the fast fail, Silicon Valley. Because that's the whole thing. It's like they master the fast fail because they've accepted we're going to fail.
Right.
There's going to be 9,900 iPhones prototypes to get to the one that's right. And again, I think civilians go into it thinking there's going to be one iPhone we're going to make.
Right.
And then we make.
And I put all my time into this one. And
right. Yeah. Like I've made two films and they both fell short. They weren't there. And for me to be like, oh, you know, and I was there. I was giving up. Mm. And now I'm like, no. No. Yeah. What did I do right, wrong? Where did my ego get involved? Where did I do? No. Okay. I'm going to do it right. It might take me a minute, but I'm going to do it right. But anyway, so I think like it's rethinking, reevaluating, and then acting again. But I can't say enough for just less think, more do. Just do it. Just do it. Just jump out of the plane. You know, I know that sounds reckless and crazy, but you know, and then accept what comes. Then rethink, reevaluate, do it again. But I can't tell you how many people, you guys, had great ideas for books, builds, renovations, businesses, projects, whatever, that never came to fruition. Like nothing. Whereas it's like they could have gone out there and done it. And yeah, it might have been messy, might not have been there, but it would have like ignited something. And I don't know.
Something, yeah.
You have to ask yourself, you know, you have to ask your 80-year-old self, do you want to look back and go, I didn't try any of those things?
Hell no. Yeah.
But I have, no, but listen, I want to be fair right now because maybe someone will answer this question in a different way. Do I want to be 80 years old and have had all these goals and dreams and I didn't try any of them, but because I didn't try any of them, I had a safe life. And I've got some money in the bank and I've got my benefits and I didn't want to take all those risks and I'm okay. Because maybe if that's what's going to give you your peace, then okay. But I will tell you that even in sports, you guys, it's all about I'm haunted by a stupid, you guys, men's softball. I'm haunted by a pitch that came in. It's going to sound crazy. So, by the way, I am crazy. But I'm haunted by a pitch that came in that I didn't swing at.
Right.
And it was a ball, but it was close enough where the ump wanted to go home.
Oh, my God.
And to this day, I'm like, why didn't I put that freaking thing over the fence? Like, why? You know, I was like, all right, I'll just take the walk.
Safe? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and like over that little thing. Again, clearly I'm a mental patient. But I think that you do look back and you say... But again, if you can, and then if you can own the positive truth of the things, hey, I tried something. Okay, so at least I went out and tried
and learned from that.
Yeah, I went out and tried. I tried to do something different. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's true manifestation. It's action, you guys. You got to take action,
Then
that's the formula.
I'm gonna make my love list. Thank you for that. I literally wrote that down.
I like
that advice. Yeah.
Okay, we'll go over that. Let's go over that because don't I have to come? The backup quarterback's coming in.
What do you mean?
Isn't the backup quarterback coming in to better together?
Oh, hell yeah.
At some point?
Yes. Nope. All right. Yep.
So we'll tease it. We're going to do a New Year's, right?
Yes,
we're going to give you a New Year's formula.
Yep.
I have to say it like Boston people. A New Year's formula. And we'll go from there.
Love that.
And listen, guys.
Kev, I learned so much on today's show.
Yeah,
just before you go into your
end
antics, this is a really great show.
I love how much Kelsey knows me. She knows I'm going right to nonsense. I love you, Kelsey.
I love you.
God, you're amazing.
But I really did learn a lot. I really enjoyed today's show. So thank you.
I did as well. I loved it.
Well, we've got 8 or 9 other people who agree with you. And they keep us alive because they keep fooling Maria into thinking we're worth keeping.
That's right, baby.
And we are grateful to all 8 or 9 of you.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are the best. Truly the best.
Random text of kindness. Yes. Yeah, first of all, I received one.
Love that.
Thank you, Anne, who's a Heel Squad member.
God, love her.
And she's like, listen, on this note, I'm going to send you a random text.
Oh, I love her.
And she's like, I'm grateful that you see my sense of humor and I'm grateful for the show. And it was wonderful. So shout out to Anne for sending me that. But it reminded me I had to send one out. And then a friend of mine called me, he's been deep in crisis, super, super brilliant creative guy. I probably talked about him on the show and also, unfortunately, very suicidal for years. So I keep as much of an eye on him as I can. And, you know, every time, even his texts where he's just like, I can't do it anymore. Like, he's such a brilliant mind that I always get something out of it. And I forget what message he gave me, which you guys would all probably appreciate too. But I said, listen, I just want you to know, one, that you're brilliant because you know things that no one has said the things you say. And then two, I said, well, I really want you to know this. I'm so grateful to have you in my life because the stuff you share with me and I know like it should be shared with millions of readers because you are the most incredible gifted writer I've ever met in my life. But just know that I appreciate it. And that was my random text. Now you, Kelsey, I received one.
I got one. Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is because I half sent one out and I'm going to do one actually. Because I have to finish my week out strong, but I like sent out like a half one. I'm gonna finish it. But I did receive one from someone I used to work for. It was so random. Haven't talked to him in forever, out of the blue, and we were close. And he got me into this industry, so I'm like forever grateful to him. But yeah, it was. He just honestly said like miss you. You look like you're doing well. I want to take you to dinner before you go on for holidays. You know, let's get dinner, which was so sweet. And like his. His son, I used to watch his son too, who's like, he's got probably 12 now. And he always is always like, Henry misses you, who he was the like biggest angel of my life.
He's a successful actor too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Pooch. Could there be a love?
No. Oh my God. No. No.
Oh.
No. No.
Okay. Okay.
Mix that.
Right. No.
Okay. I don't know.
He was more like a dad to me.
But it was nice. Like, but he reached out and gave you a random text.
It was really sweet.
That's nice.
And it's always nice, you know, when like people are thinking of you. Like I said, I haven't talked to him in forever. And it's nice. I'm like, oh, Henry, my guy.
But people, Kelsey, they love you. People love you. People love your energy. And that's why, like, I laugh at anyone who is rejecting that or not embracing it. It's like, no, bye, B. Yeah. And he worked with it's funny. The reason it came up is because we were talking about a guy who works, I want to see.
Yeah, I know.
Well, whatever. He works on the Goldmans. We can say Goldbergs.
Uh-huh.
And has a reputation for being kind of rude behind the scenes. And then you worked for the guy for a minute.
Yeah.
And confirmed it.
And confirmed. Even before this, I had told Kevin the story, God, a year ago or so. And Kevin was like, did you see this news? And I was like, not surprised.
Yeah. And the only reason I bring it up. Well, I brought it up because the random text of kindness was nice that you received one. And I want to remind everyone to send yours out if you can once a week. Random, and I think, guys, try to take the selfishness out of it because I'm noticing there's people that.
It's a great point.
I want to endear myself to or whatever. I don't know if that makes sense. And
it does.
Like, I think that kind of takes a little bit of the magic away.
Yeah.
And so it's really, for me anyway, for me, you guys do what you want. But for me, it's sending them to the people I would never expect it. It may even judge you for it.
The one I'm going to send this week, I'm so nervous, but yeah, I'm going to do it.
But just do it, and send it with love and light.
Yeah.
And see what happens. but I was telling Kelsey on a lighter note about that actor. Because we were deciphering, like, here's this guy. Super successful.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes, behind camera and on camera, super successful. Mm-hmm. And you know, couldn't have a more, you would think, a charmed life, right?
Truly. Oh,
and so we're trying to, like, Kelsey, we were for a minute trying to figure out why. And then I said to Kelsey, Kelsey, I'm going to save you all the trouble. Pooja, I'm going to save you the trouble too.
Okay.
And I'm going to save everyone out there all the trouble because I think you're all going to hear me when I say this.
Yep.
Certain people, when you're really breaking it down, like, wait, why would they be so rude? How come every time they show up, they just say, they're just mean,
they're just
like
rude,
just this and that. And you know, and me and Joe, Big Joe, I gave him this gift about 10 years ago. And so now he uses it all the time. It's just at the end of the day, just some people are just dicks.
Are just dicks.
Just a dick.
So
that's
true.
It. Leave it there. Or, by the way, or if you want to say, just a douchebag.
Yep.
Just a douche.
Yep. That's like the perfect explanation.
Yeah. Guy or girl.
He's just a dick.
Just a dick. Just leave it at that.
Yep.
You know what? Marie's got some family members. You know what?
Just dicks.
Just a dick.
Yep.
But why would he say that? Why would he be rude? Why? Can't help it.
They're just a dick.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
No need to pursue it any further.
Nope.
That's all.
Nope. Don't waste your energy.
Yeah, don't.
Just a dick.
No, of
hilarious.
Course, shame-based Catholic as I am, I'm like, oh, there's probably people who say that about me.
No.
Oh, my gosh. No.
No. Oh, my gosh. No.
Definitely not.
Just a dick. Well, kids, it's a very exciting time up this Friday.
Yeah.
It's every Friday until January 3rd,
woo!
But particularly until the 25th. I will say, as Heel Squad members, you probably are of the feeling that the more you give during this time, the happier you'll be. I agree with it. And what's making the holiday not fun for me is I've just been too busy to do anything to give. And so that's what makes it fun for me. But yeah, I think the more you can give, if you can tip a little extra, if you can do all these little things, it'll make you feel better. And I don't know. Just helps the people out there that are working right now that aren't scamming. You know, so many.
And I think, too, it's like a good time to check in on your friends, check in on maybe someone, a friend you haven't talked to in a minute. I know this, like, holidays are hard for a lot of people.
I think it's a great idea. And I'm just,
you know, speaking from experience this week, of I had a friend who I didn't realize that her dad was really going through something and very sick. And I just randomly checked in on her and she like told me all that. And I was like, oh, you poor thing. Right. So, but I know it meant a lot to her that I, and now I just am like checking in every day.
Well, listen, I will tell both of you guys now, you're at that age where, you know, and Pooja, I really want you to hear this. You're used to whoever's in your life. You're used to them always having been in your life. For some people your age, they're literally still with talking to people from elementary school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what happens with everybody, the older you get, you have your career, you have children, you have your own families. People just break apart.
Yeah.
So I have a list of people over the holidays for the past 20 years that I call.
Hmm. Oh,
I love that. No, and I think it's a good habit to get into.
Yeah.
Because when you have these real friends, you could not talk to them for 4 years, but then you talk to them and boom, you pick right up.
Exactly.
And, you know, so for me, this is my time to connect. So it's like that week of Christmas when I'm out running errands or whatever, it's like I start rolling all the calls.
I love that.
For people. And sometimes the ones, like I said, that really helped me back in those dark days. And I always end the call by saying, listen, I just want you to know I never forgot what you did for me, what you've done for us. So anyway, I think it's kind of good to build into your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this
the check-in.
Yeah. The
those Christmas, don't matter.
The holiday annual kind of, hey, happy holidays. How you doing?
Hey, B.
Hey, B. Of course you say it. Yeah, that's of course how I say it.
Hey, B.
Hey, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B. Anyway, so what have we learned?
We learned a lot today.
Yeah, we learned
so much.
How to manifest.
Mm-hmm. Doing the work. Taking action.
Reevaluating. Taking more action.
Correct.
We learned
looking at the past more positively.
Yes.
Love that.
We learned about Ava Max and how she
wrote our anthem
and our theme song, yes, and how her story is going to continue. And I'm literally going to, through action, manifest her to really get the queen's life out there.
Yes.
I don't think it just should stop at that song. She is in this, by the way, she's in the studio working on a new album.
Ooh.
What?
But I want to make sure that, this is why I have to get involved.
You have to get involved.
Because these new lyrics still have to indicate like living the queen's
queendom,
right? Yeah, that we're all queens no matter what.
She throws some real anthems down too. My other favorite one of her is like, oh, she's sweet but a psycho. I used to tell my mom that was my anthem.
See, now I want to get involved.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
But I want to pin her down and be like, she's sweet but a psycho.
And a queen.
Is she still a queen? No, she'll tell us. She's not going to lie.
She won't lie.
She wouldn't.
Anyways,
everybody.
You guys, keep enjoying Christmas.
There it is.
Right? There we go. Please forgive us for the fight we had earlier about Woe Vicky and Bad Baby. You know, we don't get along on everything here.
Mine and Kevin's fourth fight.
And whatever team you're on, Team Bad Baby or Team Woe Vicky, no judgment for us. Unless you say you're a fan of neither, then we've got a problem.
Right. Then there's an issue.
Right.
Save me.
I just love this world. By the way, like, oh my God, I don't know. There's so much horrible content out there, but like zillions of followers.
So bad, but and so good.
You guys, and it just, because if you knew how hard Pooja, Maria, and Kelsey work to like help people.
When I get on TikTok, sometimes I want to kill myself.
You're just like,
I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
I know.
This person has a little sad. 3+ million. Don't even get me started.
I mean, I just,
don't
I
even get me started.
Just, I don't know. The world rocks high and low, but I think it rocks a little lower.
Yeah. Well,
we have to make an RGF TikTok so we can join.
Yeah.
You know what, guys? We need an RGF Christmas party.
We do.
Don't you think we need one?
Yes.
What do we do about that? Do we get LA Heel Squad members to meet us somewhere?
Yeah.
Margaritas.
Next week.
What?
Or New Year party. Either
I do
or.
Better. No, I do.
You like Christmas?
New Year, I'm focused on. I'm back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 22 new Christmas. Golf. I need to be my best queen.
We got to do it next week then.
Yeah, maybe. We got to do some kind of RGF Christmas party.
I love that.
Yeah, we
have to. We'll do something.
We have to. Okay.
We got to.
All right. You'll work on that?
Great. Yeah.
You guys hit us on Patreon.
I'm going to DM Emma Max.
We love your thoughts. If you want.
Kev has her number now.
Yeah, it's true. I got her number and Will Vicky's number.
Get out of town.
Was my life could be any better?
And why are you rolling with us? You have all the stars in your corner.
Yeah, come on, Kev.
Because it's all about
being popular.
Yeah, like I'm supposed to say that, and you're supposed to be like, he's cool. Instead,
he
what I
cool.
get is like, why is my boss texting me?
That's not what I said. And then I followed up with, oh my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Because you're the cool boss. You're the coolest boss
I've
ever had.
I just want to be the cool boss.
You're a cool boss.
I've had a lot of bosses, and you're the coolest by far, and probably the coolest I'll ever have.
She's had a lot of bosses, says the 22-year-old.
Todd from Target.
Nordstrom.
No, Nordstrom.
Todd from Nordstrom.
Tom, that's Kelsey's guy. Tom.
Tom. Oh, right? Tom. Tom from Nordstrom.
So once again, we went past the the end of the song. But,
it is playing again.
That's okay. You guys, all our love. You know, hit us on Apple Podcast, guys, too, please, for ratings, 5-star rating and a review. And when you give review for Better Together, make sure you mention RGF. We love that. All right. You guys, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful Friday and weekend. I'm wishing nothing but Christmas lights and Christmas specials on you guys and Christmas parties, the whole scam, the whole shebang, all of it. That's and we'll have a report next week about our little shindig here we're having.
Yes.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
So it probably won't be a potluck.
No.
So probably won't be a potluck Saturday, but anyway, all right guys. All our love. We will, as we say in Boston, we'll talk to you shortly. Oh, but hey, it's all about what?
You tell me.
I think we're here to help people learn from our mistakes and have a few laughs.
That's right. And do the work.
And amen, you can scam all you want, but what?
You got to work.
You got to do the work.
You got to work. Bye, bees. Batches.
Thank you, Kelsey.